Hey everyone, welcome to episode 9 of Adulting on Hard Mode. I am your host, Tanya.
I'm Carrie. Again.
Again, it's still Carrie. And so this week we're going to talk about how the new kind of things are going. If we're honest, we have kind of just taken a little bit of a week for ourselves from this mostly.
Yeah, it's been going slowly.
Yeah.
How it's been going.
Right. So we discussed doing inbox dollars, and I honestly haven't even downloaded the app.
I have $5.52 on the app.
Okay. Because you've used the app, though.
That was just from signing up.
Oh, okay.
I just did a receipt before we started this podcast, and I got 6 cents.
Okay.
Because I had a Red Bull on there. And
so what is Inbox Dollar? I honestly don't even know.
So Inbox Dollars is like Swagbucks. It's like all the other apps that we've been using. Let me just pull it up on my phone real quick. It says Inbox Dollars, surveys, and surveys for cash.
Okay.
So it is green. It really is like Swagbucks. There's a section for surveys. There's a section for, it says offers, but it's games.
Okay.
The shopping section, which just has like different stores and stuff that are offering, like Walmart's offering 1% cash back right now. Expedia's offering up to 6% cash back. And then there's a section for receipts where you can go and look for specific, stuff to add to the list, or you can just turn in the receipt and it'll kind of scan it and it'll be like, oh, we found a deal for this and a deal for this and a deal for this. And so it'll give you a couple cents back on that. So I did that and, got 6 cents back, like I just said, just turning in a receipt, and there was a can of Red Bull on there. So I got 5 cents for that. So just easy money.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had downloaded Shopkick, but I haven't gone to use it yet. I kind of had more of like a personal house week, a lot of it. But it looks like it's actually kind of cool because you can go in. And so some stores have, if you open the app and sign in when you walk in, like I think Walmart has it, you sign in, you get 10 kicks for that. A lot of it is you get like 5 to 10 kicks if you scan a product, and then you get like several hundred kicks if you purchase it and scan your receipt on it. So you can just get low amounts of points just for scanning things while you are shopping, but you get more cash back if you purchase it. So I think it balances out. A lot of couponers like to use it, but I think it looks like you can also do it as just something where you are going in and scanning things just for money if you wanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. I don't go in-person shopping a lot, so I honestly don't know how often I'll use that, but I could probably make a goal to try to go.
You can link it to like your accounts, like walmart.com and stuff, for your e-receipts.
Okay.
As well. So, or maybe that was Ibotta. I think a lot of them now, at least, you can link it to your email or somewhere, so it'll scan for e-receipts and give you points based off of those as well.
Okay, cool. Wow. Wow. Sorry.
Yeah.
The cat.
It's okay. That's what I figured. I had reached out to Mobi and like said, hey, this is, you know, my problem with your calling out no conveyor belts, and you need a picture of above a conveyor belt, but they don't have them. And I put that in the problems, and they said, no, you didn't take a picture of anything above a conveyor belt, so we can't pay you for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see myself using that app too much.
That was their response to your message?
That was the response. And so I kind of get the jive, because I saw who like set it back. I kind of get the jive that if you disagree, it goes back to the person who said no in the first place to re-examine it. Because then at the end, you're like, do you have complaints about this? And I'm like, yes, I have complaints. They literally didn't acknowledge that I said there are no, like, they literally are not acknowledging that I have said that's not a thing here at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, because that was really upsetting. If I do use the Mobi app anymore, it'll be like, I happen to be in the store. Let me just see and I'll do it quick. I'm definitely not going to be setting up and going from store to store to try to make money from that, which it's just gift cards anyway. So that to me makes more sense just to use it as a, I'm in the store. Let me see if there's something I can scan and maybe get $5 for an extra 5 minutes while I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't see, like, just with you having that much trouble initially with it, I don't see myself using it at all, because I don't like me having to contact customer service to be like, hey, this is wrong. Absolutely not. I would never do that. So
it's all email. Like, I haven't had to talk to anybody on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what makes it, like, okay for me, is mm-hmm. that I'm not actually talking to anybody. This is all email. But it still upsets me that,
yeah,
it's a thing. So
valid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This last week, I haven't been able to donate plasma because I had bruises on my arms, one from getting blood drawn for the doctor and one from donating plasma. So I went into my closet and I said I needed to make money anyway. So I did two things. I did do DoorDash for 4 hours. I only did 2.5 hours and I made like $35.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't too bad. And then I went in my closet and pulled all the designer purses that I'm not using. And I've been selling them. I've made $100 selling those so far.
Nice.
So that was a nice gig.
Yeah, that sounds good. I haven't done anything. I've been doing bare minimum. I fulfill orders in my Etsy shop when I get them. Which I did sell out of my confetti mix. So
that's awesome.
I have to buy more product, which sucks. But, I mean, it does, but it doesn't. And what else? I honestly, like, business-wise, side gig-wise, money-wise, I haven't even done school this week. I've really just been trying to focus on not stressing myself out and trying to get back into a space mentally where I'm back at, like, baseline, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And really trying to flesh out my to-do list so that I can see, like, pen to paper in front of me what I need to get done starting next week. I mean,
I used the Goblin magic tools.
Goblin tools. What'd
Goblin
you think of
tools.
It?
It's fine. I could have used, I should have used the compiler first. I just did the magic to-do list. And the magic to-do list is great if you need more detail in your to-do list. Mm-hmm. But what I needed was an organized to-do list of my thoughts.
Yeah.
And it was fine. And so, but it still works where I have it pulled up as a to-do list and I'm clicking it off. Cause that's kind of what my last week, like, we kind of discussed that we both needed an easy week and, like, to pull back, because we were going too hard, too much, and everything was unorganized. Like, mm-hmm. we were getting too unorganized with our thoughts, with our overwhelming, with everything going on. And so that's why I was like, I'm going to set up this to-do list with every, just brain dump my thoughts. And honestly, just brain dumping your thoughts is, like, so helpful to just have a place to be like, bleh, here's everything I'm trying to get done.
Yeah, that's why. And see, I use the compiler section on Goblin Tools. And I think that's why I like it, because I went to that one first and brain dumped and then sent it to the to-do pile. Mm-hmm. And it helped me, because I do need more detail in my to-do list, like, for me personally, because I can look at it and it says clean the kitchen, but, like, clean the kitchen is so vague that if I step into the kitchen, I'm gonna be like, where do I start? What do I do? And then I just won't do it.
For me with cleaning, like instantly my grandma's voice pops into my head. And it's, she used to say, start in a corner and everything else will get done. Start in a corner and you'll get everything else done. So I'm like, okay, I just got to start in a corner. But like for me in the kitchen, if I'm cleaning the kitchen, it's always starting in the sink. Like just do the dishes.
The dishes for me is the hardest task. I last year I read a book called how to keep house while drowning, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, something like that.
And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I need to reread it because to get like a little reminder. Mm-hmm. But the author is on TikTok and she's also neurodivergent. She's got ADHD, I think. And so for a while I was using kind of her method of like five basic things, like start with the trash.
Yeah.
Like throw away all the trash. Put a pile of like things that have a place, a pile of things that don't have a place. And that's 1, 2, 3. I forgot what the last two were, but it worked out really well for me for a while, like to keep myself from being overwhelmed and then like paralyzed by having to do so much. I just need to, like I said, I need to, the rest of this week, I need to keep resting and getting organized because next week is already looming over me. And I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Yeah. And that's completely fair. I ended up getting super lucky with my like reset because part of it for me was that Sam, my husband, was going to be out of town for several days.
Yeah.
And I have had like big to-do things looming over my head. Yeah. And I've been avoiding them because I can't do big projects and get interrupted. Mm-hmm. And I also can't just do a big project. Mm-hmm. Like for me, it was great. I wanted to shampoo my carpets. That's been on my to-do list. I had actually planned on doing it being alone over Christmas time and doing it then, but my plans all changed. And that was a big part of why I had been so anxious over like Christmas and spending the whole week at my in-laws is because originally we weren't going to do the whole week and I was going to have several days at home alone where I could do these house things.
Yeah.
Another big one was organizing my pantry. We got like the Tupperware for your flour and sugar and everything as wedding gift presents a year ago. I've been planning on doing this. So it was very, very nice. But those were my, you know, my to-do list. And if I'm honest, Sam came home early. So I overdid it the day he was coming home because normally with everything, with feeling like shit, I will work on things for 30 minutes or so and then stop for 30 minutes or so. And I do a lot of back and forth and a lot of stop and go. But then it was like, okay, he's going to be home soon. And I just wanted it all done because I can't keep doing it when he's home. Like, and I know I can, but it's impossible to have your like disorganization and then somebody walking into it and trying to talk to you. I can't do that. You can't interrupt me.
Yeah. That's, I don't, I'm never home alone. I mean, so it's impossible to keep my house clean.
I'm usually not either.
Yeah, like it really, and it really is impossible because like once you clean a room, somebody is in that room immediately like wanting to hang out in there because it's nice and clean. And then they do it. I mean, it gets messy and it all over again. I know that feeling. That's part of why I don't focus on cleaning as much. Like cleaning is not the top priority on my to-do list. When it comes to dividing out spoons, like tidying up my houses, but not like cleaning because I don't have the energy. But I was like you on Monday, I overdid it because we had a my tire busted this weekend, so I had to go get a new tire.
Oh man.
And the dealership was like, we don't know if we can replace the tire because that tire isn't made anymore, so we don't know if the warranty will cover it. And so I was like, well, I'm F this. I'm not waiting. So I went to a discount tire and I was like, I need a tire. And they were like, actually, you need three tires because two of your tires are really jacked. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I had to wait there. And then from discount tire, I went to my doctor's appointment. And then from my doctor's appointment, we went to Discovery Center to watch the eclipse. And then once I got home from the eclipse, I had to clean the house. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and today have been rest days because I overdid it on Monday.
That was a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot, which, and I say that, I guess I went into this knowing I was going to overdo it. And so I mm-hmm. like divvied out my overdo mm-hmm. it. Like I just did the carpets one day. And then the next day I focused on like looking at getting my Etsy store and Shopify, which I have figured it out. I have not Shopify. Well, I have figured out Shopify too, but Printify. And I figured out probably why we were having trouble getting it to connect to our Shopify. And it's mm-hmm. because on Printify, you need to create a new store linked to your Shopify. So like for Etsy with Printify, I had to, on my Printify, create a new store linked to the Etsy separate from my original Printify.
Mm.
That's why things weren't linking, right? You have to have a specific store in Printify connected to each external store.
Mm, okay. That's so stupid, but okay.
It is stupid because I want to share the same like things. Yeah. And so I imagine there's an easy way to do it, but I don't know yet. I literally just discovered that and I made a t-shirt and I put it up on Etsy and I was like, woo, because that was like my list of things were like, figure out how to list on Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Do Pinterest advertising once you get your Etsy store going. And mm-hmm. like my list is those things that I'm really trying to do, you know, edit the podcast. You know, mm-hmm. do YouTube, update the YouTube things because we want to try to get consistency and start monetizing our podcast here.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of those little things. I ended up with several physical things yet to do, but it's okay. I'm trying. Today is a rough day. I slept until 1 o'clock and I have been unemployed for 2.5 months and I have not slept past like 10 or 11 a.m. And that's with staying up until 3 or 4 a.m. regularly. Mm-hmm. I went to bed. I was asleep by 11 last night.
Hmm.
And I slept until about 1 o'clock today. So I don't know what that means.
I actually didn't sleep that long last night, but I think it's because I took... like I got my antidepressants back and so I took those last night with melatonin, and then I've been having to take Benadryl because I've been getting like random rashes and stuff. And if I take too much melatonin, I don't sleep. Like it has the opposite effect. I sleep like an hour and then I'm awake. So, and I think that's what happened. I took too much melatonin. I had to have taken too much melatonin last night, but I didn't sleep that long.
Well, you know, your antidepressant, it does have, I know it helps with sleep, but it has the opposite effect sometimes too for people of waking you up more as well.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's not something that's just not developing because, I was doing very well on these.
Well, I'm curious if maybe like restarting it, like you'll not sleep at first and then maybe it'll switch.
I don't know, because the last time I was taking this dose, I would be asleep within like 5 minutes. Like it was so strong that I was like, I couldn't keep my eyes open. So for it to, I hope that's not it because...
Because
you just like got these. Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it might be something that, like, if it continues to happen, try taking it in the morning instead and see how that feels.
Yeah, I can take it whenever I want. So,
yeah, exactly. It's just, I was like, hey, actually, that's a thing. But hey, yay, you have your insurance. You got your meds again now.
Yes, now I have to find a urologist. Fun stuff. And I have to find physical therapy.
Did you check on the site to see if you could? Oh, no, you found a bush, somebody in the local
PCP. I found a, right. Yeah, I found a PCP and that's close to me. But there's two, there's a urologist in Pampa and there's a urologist in Plainview that's in my network. So I have to call them first.
Jeez. Those are such random little town. Like, you literally live next to a much larger town. That's so
yeah,
weird.
I know.
Okay, cool.
It's the type of insurance. The reason it's a small town, like they're small towns, is because nobody likes to take HMOs because it's really hard to get stuff approved. But if they're in a small town and that's the only option people have for insurance is through the government or whatever, like you can't not. The other option, my PCP told me, is if there's nobody in the radius of like 120 miles, then my insurance has to cover it. Oh, so,
well, that's nice at least too.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I have next week is my EVS consult to get tested, get tests ordered and all that stuff for that. So that'll be fun.
I still have to do my labs for her.
I didn't see my counselor. I don't feel like seeing her anymore. And I don't know if that's good or bad. But a part of it is because, like, with her, I don't feel like she's really helping me work through anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's more or less just dumping information at her. And then her telling me, like, yeah, that's how I am. Or, that's how my husband is. And so, like, I just don't. Really
so
feel.
Why don't you talk to her and say, hey, talk therapy doesn't really work for me. I need solution and see what she says.
Maybe because I just blew her off. I didn't know. And I don't know that I'm looking for solutions right now. It sounds weird. And I know that, like, I should continue therapy and everything. But I also don't have anything to say right now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel pretty good. Cymbalta has been working super well for me, I think. My thoughts are slower, which, I mean, that sounds stupid. It sounds like I'm having a disability from it, but it's great for me to have the slower thoughts. I am wanting to fall asleep sooner. I'm noticing myself actually getting tired around 1 or 2, but I don't know if it's just because I've been overdoing it the last week or so. I have developed restless legs and arms every single night.
Ew.
Like, really bad. Normally when I get it, I just take some ibuprofen and it's better, but the ibuprofen isn't helping.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me wonder if it's the Cymbalta a little bit.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. I have restless legs every once in a while, so I just attribute it to one of my many illnesses. Yeah.
Well, I get them every once in a while, and usually it's when I, like, overdid it.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why usually ibuprofen and stretching will help, but it hasn't been. So that's cool. I really hope it's not the medicine, though, because otherwise I like it so far.
That's good if it's working for you. I just got back on that Cymbalta, so I don't have the brain zaps anymore. That's good.
Great. Yeah, that's fantastic. Like,
because they were, I know, well, they were causing seizures.
Awesome. Even
so
better.
Yeah, so like I would have like a brain zap. And then it would be like zap, 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 zap. And like whenever it would do that, I'd just be like, oh, and then like start seizing. So
I mean, that makes sense. I feel like seizures are basically brain zaps anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I feel like too.
Otherwise, oh, we're getting a new roof. Did I tell you that?
Yes. Yes, I knew about that, but you can tell our listeners.
Well, we have had a leak in our roof since last fall in October. I had a guy come out twice and he's like, we fixed it. And then a couple few weeks ago, my husband was like, hey, I can hear water leaking. So we went through, we had to reopen up our claim. They approved it, had a different roofing company come out because, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No shit.
And so they came out and we got it appraised. So we're going to get a new roof. We got the check. We're super lucky and our mortgage is through a company that has a place here in town.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So our insurance company wrote the check to them and us, but we were able to just go to the bank. Unless apparently you have to like mail it to your mortgage company because they have to endorse it and send it back. So we're actually pretty much ready to go. The company, when it's time, is going to call me for the deposit and get it done. So we're actually coming out good with it too, since it's from a previous...
Yeah,
we had filed on it the hail damage back in like July or August. Uh-huh. So we don't have a deposit from this. So we're not having to pay anything out of pocket at the end.
God, you're so lucky. When we had to replace our roof, our insurance company gave us a check for like $2,000, which isn't going to cover a roof.
Yeah.
And Andrew and his coworkers ended up doing it themselves for 2 weeks.
So I learned things about it because my roofing company was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is get a roofing company because they'll go and talk to insurance companies and fight with them a little bit to get the money. But the other thing is that what they pay for up front is the depreciated cost of your roof. Mm-hmm. So like our roof is still actually fairly young. So mm-hmm. they took off like a 2 or 3 year depreciation, which was like $1,900 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the older your roof, the more that goes down. But what they do is once you have your roof replaced, they'll give you that money back, the depreciated costs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have to like resubmit that through insurance somehow. I can't remember exactly, but because basically they're withholding some money from us. And once the roof is replaced, then you get that depreciated cost back. So if your roof was older, they may have been holding a lot of that cost.
It was older. Our last insurance place just wasn't good. It wasn't. There was a way for us to do that. That was like 2000 was what we were getting, and that was after the roofing company argued with them.
Wow, dang.
Yeah, like it just wasn't a good it wasn't a good company. We didn't stay with them.
We've ended up super lucky with our insurance, like, and that they're gonna do like the promo where like, oh, we stick a sign in your yard and we can give you a discount, so we'll actually make a little bit of money from that. So cool. We ended up lucking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like it. That's really cool though.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Otherwise, I guess let's start wrapping it up here. How has reading books been going for you?
Haven't done it.
Really?
I like when I say I've done nothing, I have done absolutely nothing. I'm trying to get the desire, like I want to do it, like if that makes sense. Like I'm starting to get the desire to read certain books again. So I'm just kind of building on that so that by the time I open my book, it's like exciting. It's almost like I want to hyperfixate on books. So I'm like,
I get it. I do.
Yeah. Okay. So
I kind of feel the same. We're like, I've been like, oh, I want to read. Oh, I want to read. But I'm like, I don't want it. But really this last week, like I really pulled back from like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I didn't even post on social media.
Financially, I've been like, I don't care if I make money right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell my husband that too. I'm like, I need to just pull back. I don't really care about money right now. I know it's okay. It is what it is. I'm not going to work a little bit on Etsy and the podcast and things, but I'm not going to focus on what's bringing me huge amounts of money. I'm going to focus on building those up and like continuing on.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to do things for money. Like I'm selling purses, like doing some little things, but I want to find my desire to do anything.
Yeah.
Like I don't have a real strong desire to do anything at all.
Yeah. I feel that's where I'm at too. Like, and I'm struggling every day to do very basic things for myself. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling myself, like, logically, like, okay, logically, I'm going through a lot. You know, it's going to take a little bit for me to feel normal again. But at the so I'm kind of just, that's where I'm at. I'm just letting myself be. I'm just like, I don't have the motivation and that's fine. Like, at least it's not going to direct shit like last week. God.
I, you know, yeah, that's also true. I really do think that it helped me having Sam gone, but also making my list and saying, I'm not going to focus necessarily on all these new things, but getting all those old things that have been on my list for a really long time, getting those accomplished have really been helpful with me feeling more relaxed and more willing to do some of the things I might want to do. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday I finally planted my herbs.
Oh yeah.
I bought the shelf, the pots, and the herbs last year. So yeah. Like, will they grow? I don't know. But yesterday I finally did that. Like that was my thing. And today I'm super sore from I wasn't even bent over. I sat on the ground and did it, but I don't know. Super sore today and slept till 1 o'clock. But that's finally, and I feel so good about going out and seeing it and that I finally accomplished it. And that was literally all I did yesterday. I didn't even clean up. There's bags of soil floating around the yard right now.
Nice.
Because I was done and tired and that's okay. So I highly, highly, highly recommend just writing down those things that pop into your head and work through those old things, like one old thing a week. It's been super helpful.
That's why I'm going to see if my kiddo wants to go to his grandma's this weekend and like sit at my house and like lock myself in there and just clean, like spring clean, you know?
Yeah, that's what this weekend was for me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, because I feel like once I get that done, if I could just get that unlocked, like the doors will open for me and I'll feel better. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
It does, because it has helped me, specifically the things that I never do. Getting those things that I never do done has really helped. Mm-hmm. Like I specifically avoided my microwave because I clean my microwave fairly regularly. Mm-hmm. But I made sure to get the fridge pulled, completely emptied, wiped out, cleaned all those shelves, pulled out the fridge, cleaned under it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, because I never do that. And so that's it's super, super, super helpful. I feel like it just feels better and it's not looming over your head anymore. And that's great.
Yeah. I feel like that's where I'm at. I feel like once I get my house done, I could focus on school. And then once I focus on school, I can focus on side hustles. And like, does that, it's like a, so I think that's what I'm going to do this week.
I think that's a great idea. I bookwise, I haven't done anything new bookwise myself. I'm still reading the second book in the Unmarked Witch, or listening to, it's called the Unbound Witch, second book in the Unmarked Witch. And I listen at 1.2 speed and it's an 18-hour book. And that's why it's taking me
for
a while. Yeah. But
I'm listening to a book that I've been listening to for at least a month now. It's a fantasy. So I'm on like chapter 9 and we're still world building. So, I mean, but it's good. It's a good book. I'm not trying to consume it as fast as I can. Like, I'm trying to really be mindful about it and like listen and enjoy it. And, you know, that's.
Yeah. I've had trouble getting sucked into books, but I think a lot of that has to do with the to-do list, which is why I've been working through that. So
yeah, that's where and that goes back to my, like, if I get certain things on my to-do list done, I will unlock the door to be able to enjoy reading books again. Yeah. Or like I'll be able to enjoy sewing, you know, because like I've been sewing, but it's been for my Etsy shop. So it's, I mean, it's enjoyable, but it's not enjoyable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely makes sense.
So yeah, I'm just trying to get to a point where I can get back to enjoying things.
Same. But yeah, I think self-care corner for me is honestly just going to be finishing off that to-do list I have on Goblin Tools, because like we just literally discussed, getting those to-do lists done are sometimes huge self-care.
Even if it's one thing on the to-do list or half a thing, you know, something small, it still makes you, it gives you that dopamine rush, which makes you want to do more. That's why I like to-do lists.
Yeah. What about you for self-care corner? Or is that kind of what you were?
Yeah, what I'm focusing.
Awesome. Well, I think that's going to be our episode for this week.
Thanks. Yeah, pretty quick episode. Not a lot going on, but, you know, as we've discussed before, it's going to happen sometimes, and that's part of life.
Yep. This week was mostly thoughts and feelings because...
eggs and sadness.
Okay.
So I don't know what you just said, but it made, so in the morning when I wake up my household, I either say wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, or wakey, wakey, eggs and sadness, depending on what your mood is that morning. And I don't know what you said, but in my head, it sounded like wakey, wakey, eggs and sad. And so that's why I take eggs and sadness.
All right. Well, that's cool. That makes so much more sense. And that's like a new random thing we're saying. So.
Yeah, eggs and sadness. Any hoodle doodle.
That's all for this week. Have a good week. Thanks for listening. And
bye.
Sorry.
What was that? What was that noise? Came out of your mouth. Your response was like a
it's my laugh. Thank you for being
just hit my head.
Go ahead, bitch.
I didn't know it was your laugh. Oh, Charlie's just looking at me judging.
Anyway.